So a baker in Northern Ireland was asked to bake a cake and put an image on it of Bert and Ernie, the Sesame Street characters, who are rumoured to have been gay, celebrating gay marriage. And the bakers who worked for Asher's Bakers were religious Christians, and they said, well, this conflicts with our religious belief that gay marriage isn't right. And the people who asked them to bake the cake sued them and said that they have been discriminated against.
I mean, they're right, aren't they? I mean, isn't it the right of me as a consumer to, you know, make a bakery do, you know, whatever I want, regardless of my sexual persuasion, my race or my gender?
Yeah, well, I mean, you've put the view as set out in the first judgment and in the Court of Appeal judgment, Northern Irish Court of Appeal, which both agreed with what you've just said. But the UK Supreme Court, which is the final step in our courts for this case, said that that's not right. That, in fact, the bakers weren't discriminating against the people who were asking for the cake because they had nothing to do with their sexual orientation. Because they would have refused to bake the cake for anybody, regardless of their sexual orientation. That's what the Supreme Court said. And they said, in fact, that what they were being asked to do was effectively to compel them to say something, to express something which conflicted with their religious beliefs and right to freedom of expression.
So hang on, so this isn't about the cake itself, it's about what's written on it, it's the message itself.
It was all about the message and nothing to do with the people who were asking for the cake. That's what the Supreme Court said.
So I'm running a business and it's not a bakery, but I'm affected by this judgment. What kind of business would I be? Is this just a cake-based Supreme Court judgment?
No, I think that this is going to be well beyond cake. You can imagine any range of scenarios where somebody who's running a business might feel that they're being asked to provide a service, which is in effect making them say something or do something which contrary to their political or religious beliefs. So, for example, a greeting card company who are asked to make custom greeting cards for a gay wedding. Now, I don't see why this wouldn't apply to that. Even though the cards are for the people asking for them, they're not going to be used by the people who are making them.
So what if, for example, I support Manchester United and a Liverpool fan wants me to make a cake, or a political thing, whether it be Labour Conservative or Brexit, Leave or Remain? How far does this go? What about if I'm a vegetarian card maker and I'm asked to make a sort of a pro-meat-based card?
Well, taking them in turns, so on your Liverpool and Manchester United example, that kind of speech, so football supporting, isn't protected under our human rights laws. Only really political opinions or religious opinions or atheist opinions. But on the other cases, so your views on Brexit, if you felt you were being made to do something, the Remain bakers who were asked by Nigel Farage to bake a giant cake celebrating the day of Brexit, I think they would have a decent case for saying, well, we're not going to do that. He'd have to go and find himself a Leave bakery.
Yeah, unleavened bread.
Unleavened bread, yeah, very good. On the other examples you gave, vegetarian. I mean, that is a really interesting question, not one I'd thought about. Trying to think that through.
What if I am a vegetarian chef being asked to make meat-based dishes?
Yeah, I think that would be a potential issue because vegetarianism is a protected belief. It's a belief system, and there have been cases about vegetarianism. I suppose it depends on what business you're working in. If you're working in a business that makes all sorts of food, then I'm not sure it's reasonable for you to just suddenly say, well, I don't agree with what you're doing. But if the restaurant suddenly decided to change to being a meat restaurant from being a vegetarian restaurant, and this person had started working there on the belief that it was a vegetarian restaurant, I think that would be more difficult. But this judgment is really about consumers, the relationship between customers and the service providers. And there have been a number of other cases about that. So it's not always the case that you can just say, I'm not providing a service because I don't believe in it. There was a case about a bed and breakfast which refused to give a double room to a gay couple. And that was found to have been discriminatory because that was about the gay couple rather than the specific belief. And there was a case about a relationship counsellor who refused to counsel a same-sex couple. And again, the courts have said, you've signed up to provide an equal service and that's what you're going to provide. So it's not clear-cut at all. There's lots of different kinds of examples. examples that cut across this.
So do you feel that this is going to generate more test cases, or this case particularly, do you think it's going to go to a higher court?
This isn't necessarily the end of the line. The cake buyers can now go to the European Court of Human Rights, which we're staying in despite Brexit, because this in the end was decided on human rights principles. And they can say, well, actually, our right to not be discriminated against has been breached. And I wouldn't be surprised if they do that. And also, there'll be a whole load of other cases probably around different issues of political belief and religious expression.